Hi, Cam. How's it going?
Well, pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. Just know it's been a while since you've seen the Patriots. I'm just wondering what you've noticed, what might be different about their offense from week one to now.
Well, it's for the most part, you know, same style, same up-paced, fast tempo, you know, consistent offense. And you know, the defense, we've got to go out there and you know, match up. And I think it was always, every time we've got on the field with those guys, it's always been a good game, good matchup, and I don't expect anything different this Sunday.
In that week one game, it seemed pretty obvious that Rob Gronkowski was not himself yet physically. He was still rusty. How have you seen him evolve? It also seemed like Brady was forcing the ball to him in that game, and now he's much more, it seems like he's moving better, and he's a huge part of this offense. Have you noticed the same thing?
Well, you know, no matter what, obviously we're facing good football players, and both players you mentioned, but at the same time, I have a lot of faith in the guys that we have. I mean, guys that we, you know, that weren't even available the first game we played. We probably had four or five key guys on our defense that weren't playing, and now, you know, those guys are back and healthy. And just like I said earlier, I mean, this is a game where, you know, we got two good football teams going against each other, teams who match up well against each other, and I think it's going to be a good battle on Sunday.
With Gronkowski specifically, Cam, how do you approach defending him? Is he the kind of guy where it would benefit your defense to try to maybe knock him off his route early on near the line of scrimmage? And is that something that you might have to do on Sunday?
I just line up man and cover him all day. What do you think about that? Well, I mean, it's another week in NFL. Every week that we go at this, whether it's, you know, a good quarterback, a great receiver, a running back, I mean, we face good football players week in and week out. And, you know, it's always a task of the defense to kind of match up those guys and make sure that you do, you know, whatever you can to throw them off. I mean, sometimes it's, you know, getting after the quarterback, sometimes it's, you know, game tackling a running back, or you know, matching up your best corners and DBs against receivers. So this week's no different. Again, they have good football players on their side, and I mean everybody's human. Nobody's a fan of how could I put this? Being uncomfortable. I'll just say that. And so whatever we have to do on defense to get our job done, that's what we have to do.
Just continuing with the Gronkowski theme, Cameron. There's a lot of great tight ends in the league. Only one of them is going to be a first-team All-Pro this year, and it's undoubtedly going to be Rob. So what separates him, and what makes him a little bit different than all these other exceptional tight ends in the league?
Well, he's a consistent player. I think when he gets in there, obviously he does his job well. He does it consistently, and, you know, that's always going to be something that stands out on the football field regardless of position. So, again, I said it's another week where, you know, we as a defense have to do whatever we can to you know, limit that and to stifle that as much as we can from all facets of their offense, because, you know, when those guys are going, they can make it tough. So, I mean, we just have been focusing on us week in and week out, and there's another week where we got to go out and play the same style defense that we've been playing. And, I mean, obviously the last two times we went out there, we got the job done. We got to make it three.
Guys have had some issues stopping the run the last few weeks. What do you see as the problem there?
Well, when you look at the way the things have happened, I mean, we've had a couple big plays scored through. And, I mean, as long as I play football, I haven't seen too many 40, 50, 60-yard runs get broken off unless it was some kind of self-inflicted wound, whether it's a guy not filling the right gap, missing a tackle, you know, miscommunication, whatever it may be. You know, there's some good running backs in the league, but I haven't seen too many run over 3D linemen, you know, toss all the linebackers to the sidelines and carry defensive backs into the end zone. It's usually a missed tackle, you know, misfit. And we've had a couple instances where that's happened. And then, you know, you throw a 40-yard run into your rush defense, it kind of throws all the numbers all out of whack. So eliminating the big play, staying consistent, doing what we've been doing for the last, I don't know, 10 weeks or whatever it's been, getting back to not 10 weeks, we've been doing it pretty well for a few years. So just getting back to that, I think, is the key.
You've consistently performed at a high level during your time in the NFL. Can you just speak to what that, you know, the importance of that for you, what maybe personal pride, I guess, is what I'm saying?
Well, Well, that's something that was established way back, probably before I even stepped foot on the NFL field. You know, I have high expectations and a high standard that I hold myself up to, probably higher than any other coach, any other player or fan. You know, I feel like, you know, with my abilities and the way I put my, you know, task at hand and attack my job, I feel like, you know, I can accomplish anything I put my mind to. So, you know, every week it's just another challenge I like to face and go after it with everything I got. And that way, I said, when you look in the mirror, whether it's at the end of the play, end of the game, end of the year, or end of your career, you can look in that mirror and say, listen, I did everything I possibly can, and I eliminated that fear of dying with potential. So, you know, that's kind of the way I go at it.
Cam, you've had 8.5 sacks in your career against the Patriots. Why do you think you've had so much success against the Patriots?
Well, it might help that we played them twice a year. So that might, you know, throw the numbers in there a little bit. But, I mean, I feel like every time we go out there, usually, like I said, it's a big game. And from the minute I've started playing, you know, boys club basketball, my coach told me, hey, big players got to step up in big plays and make big games and make big plays. And obviously, you know, these are big games that, you know, when we come to face each other, and I look at myself as a big player, and I feel like, you know, whatever I can do to you know, help the team out, you know, whatever my role is, and occasionally it is getting to the quarterback. So I try my best to get my job done.
Okay, I'm going to plead ignorance here for not doing my homework ahead of time, but did you ever cross paths with Brendan Browner in the CFL?
Actually, I think so. I actually believe we worked out for the Miami Dolphins on the same day, crazy enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you happen to know him at all? I mean, was that the only time you kind of met him, so
to
speak? I think
we knew of each other more than knowing each other, you know, from just playing in the same league and probably, you know, big players kind of know who the other guys are making plays around the league.
I know working in the CFL for Brandon helped with his man coverage skills. Was there anything that your time there kind of helped you refine in particular for your transition to the NFL?
Well, there's unfortunately for both him and I, there are some things in football that are universal no matter what league you play in, whether it's backyard, CFL, NFL, and, you know, covering a receiver is universal. They got to run a route, you got to stick on them. No matter what league it is, and if you're good at it, you're good at it. Same thing with rushing the passer. You know, it doesn't matter what league it is. You know, there's a tackle in your way. You got to get to the quarterback. You know, pass rush moves go from college to, you know, pro to CFL, arena, whatever. So that's something that I definitely had to, you know, work on day in and day out is getting to the quarterback. You know, obviously up there to make it a little more difficult for the defense because you're a yard off the ball, whereas here we can crowd, you know, all the way up to the ball as close as you possibly can. So that get off was something that was of utmost importance, you know, closing that distance. And then obviously they play 3-down football where we play 4-down football. So you don't have as many opportunities. So you got to make the most of those 2 downs that you have really to get after the quarterback before they punt the ball or score, whatever it may be. But you have to kind of let your hair on fire and go after it. And then again, the larger field, sideline to sideline, is a different sideline to sideline than it is down here. So a lot of things that you had to deal with and contend with that turn you into a better football player for, you know, in your future when you get down into the NFL.
Cam, Tom Brady's been accused in the past of, quote-unquote, seeing ghosts when pressure gets to him early in games. It kind of affects his, I guess, pocket presence later on. Is that something that you've noticed from him over your time seeing him, and is that how important is it to your defense to get after him early in this game?
Well, I don't think Tom Brady's any different than any other quarterback. Or if you start hitting them, I think, you know, for some degree, they have to make sure that they're protecting the ball, they're protecting the team, and you know, taking care of the ball. And if there's guys hitting them all day, then that's something that they're going to be aware of. And like I said, he's no different than any other quarterback. So I think, you know, anytime I've been in a football game, hitting the quarterback has always been something that is a help to your defense as a whole. Because whether it's them, you know, tucking the ball and covering up or throwing the ball a little too early or getting off the spot, whatever it may be, you know, those things are going to help your defense out. And, you know, obviously that's not a surprise that's something that we're going to have to take care of on Sunday.
You're usually on the defensive left, I guess, and so you might be seeing a lot of Sebastian Vollmer. I'm sure you've seen a lot of him in the past. What makes him a challenging player to go up against for you?
Well, when you start to go after guys and, like I said, you start playing more and more and more, you get familiar with each other, and, you know, obviously he's going to do everything to play to his strengths, and so am I. So that familiarity is something that you have to both overcome, I'm sure. Like I said, he's studying everything he can to make his day successful on Sunday, and so am I. So obviously he's another good football player, a guy who's going to battle you and fight you every day and every snap, you know, every time we've gone against each other. And again, I don't expect anything different on Sunday, but it's another one of those situations where, you know, I think I'm the best guy, best DN on the field. He can't block me, and I'm sure he thinks he's the best O-lineman on the field, and he can't be beaten. And that's why football is so great, because when that ball snapped, you know, there's only one winner.
Is there a reason you like the defensive left better, or you're more comfortable there? Are you a lefty? I don't know if that might play into it, but is there a reason you like that side better, Cameron?
Yeah, Jason Taylor. Jason Taylor is the reason.
Really? Why?
Oh, yeah. Because he liked the right, so he kicked me. He's like, you can't rush over here. You got to go to the left.
Gotcha.
Hey, rookie, this is my side. That's real, real simple.
Do you ever wonder where they keep finding these 6'8" tackles from?
You would have to tell me. I have no idea.
Germany.
It just seems like they keep more and more of them since you entered the league, that's all.
The bigger, the better.
Yeah. Cam, two last things. One, with regard to Brandon Browner, I don't know if you have any recollection of that workout, but did you maybe walk away, both of you, thinking you might have? No, did you remember anything about the recollection afterwards? Where you maybe talk with Brandon and says, yeah, we think we got a chance?
Well, it's hard to read. I don't know if you've ever been around an NFL workout, but I guess it's more poker-faced guys. Even if they love you, they don't really give you too many inclination either way that they might be leaning, maybe for future whatever, maybe deals or whatever. But anyway, I honestly had no idea which direction they were going to go with him or myself. And you just got to be confident that you went out there and you did your best. And obviously for both of us, it turned out pretty well. And probably all started back then during those days. And I think, you know, I speak for both of us. You look back on those days, those are some of the days that actually made us into who we are today. And, I'm definitely proud of the path that I took, and I wouldn't change for anything.